Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the full moon that's occurring on April 23rd or 24th, depending on where you live in the world. We're going to take a look at each life path number and how these energies could influence your path. So before we get into that, of course, this is a general reading. If you would like a personalized forecast or reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. I would love to work with you. All right, let's take a look at each life path number. Life path number 4. So we're going to be working with the energy of the 3 at this full moon. So what I would say first and foremost is be very mindful or pay attention to your thoughts at this time. It would be very easy for, especially fours, to get caught up in the, I don't want to say negativity, but to get caught up in what's not working or what they did wrong or what, why something didn't work out the right way or, you know, why they're not perfect. I don't know. But, you know, deconstruct those thoughts or at least pay attention enough to them to recognize when you're saying yes to a thought and taking action from that thought when it's not serving you. This is a time to really pay attention to that. So if the thoughts come in and they're holding you back or they're sort of minimizing you or the self-doubts start to come in, this can be a time to recognize that you have the power to say yes to certain thoughts and take action on those and no to other thoughts and not take action on those. So pay attention to your thoughts and what you believe about those thoughts at this time, because I do think this full moon is going to be shining light on that area for us to see, you know, where is it within our own thoughts that are holding us back, that's restricting us, or that's sort of tripping us up, right? The other thing with this energy is this could be sort of a waiting period requiring patience. And that is the Achilles heel of fours. You know, four energy, this is a journey or a lifetime where patience is required. Nothing usually happens quickly for fours. And so there's a lot of effort and, you know, persistence and patience that's required on this journey to see results and to see that gratification from the effort put forth. So patience is a big one. It's the mantra for this lifetime. And so with this energy, this 3 energy coming through, there could be sudden stops or sudden halts in progress that can be a little bit frustrating. And what I would say is this is going to be a period of time to pack your patience and to, you know, check in with it as needed, because I do think that some of these things, you know, when you hit these red lights, it could feel frustrating. It could feel like you're doing something wrong. It could feel like you need to, you know, to just throw it out the window. But I don't think that's necessarily the case. I think it's just slowing you down to take a closer look at the details, to make sure that you're not missing something, to make sure that you're not trying to rush through something or to skip steps, right? So I would definitely say just pack your patience during this time. Be patient. Flex that muscle because it's definitely something you're going to need throughout this journey of life as a 4. Now, this can also bring in a change of perspective. So there may be something that you've been working on or some kind of relationship or some area of your life where you've become too sort of focused on your own ideas or own solution, right? The 4 is by nature often very solution focused. And sometimes when we get sort of hyper-focused on that solution, it can kind of be like, okay, it's my way or the highway type of thing where, okay, I know how to do this, so I'm just going to do it myself. And we can kind of bypass or overlook other people's perspectives and their contributions. And I do think that this, of course, because it's 3 energy, there's a lot on about contribution here, or sorry, collaboration. And so I do think it's going to be really important to not only slow things down, but also take off the blinders. Take, you know, if you're hyper-focused on something and what you're hyper-focused on is solely your idea and your way of doing things, this is definitely going to be a time where you might be uncomfortable because you're going to be forced to see other people's perspectives and take those into consideration and then incorporate that in some way. And I think you'll find that that allows for you to work smarter, not harder, and produce greater results, right? There could also be some reversals at this time. Like there could be new clarity coming in. And through that new clarity, you might want to change the way you do certain things or your approach to certain things. And so again, I would say try not to be too rigid in your, you know, your actions, your thoughts. This is definitely a time for you to become more flexible, adaptable, to kind of go with the flow a little bit more and be open to doing things differently, whether again it's in relationships, your, you know, your health protocol, your career, whatever it may be. There's definitely something here where, you know, maybe you've been more like a rock and this energy is saying be more like putty, right? Where you're more flexible, you're more malleable to the circumstances and to the experience. And through that, you will gain new clarity, you will gain new creativity and new inspiration potentially. So it definitely serves you to be open to what comes in for you at this time. Because again, this is an opportunity for greater clarity. And through that greater clarity, you will likely see that something needs to change. Something needs to be done differently, not completely thrown out the window, but done a little bit differently. And in order to get the best results out of that, you will likely need to collaborate. The other thing I would say is there's could be a lot of illusion at this time that you kind of have to wade through. And I would say through that process, come back to your center, find your harmony. Don't get too, you know, emotionally charged up over something where you're not getting the full story or it's not completely clear, because there could be a lot of like fog at this time. And that can be really frustrating because it's almost like, you know, you're trying to get honed in on the details, but the details are like just out of your reach. So it can feel like a little bit of, you know, a little frustrating. And I would say just work with what is presented with you. Work with what you can see. Keep digging deeper, but don't get frustrated if you don't have all the answers just yet, because I do think that's coming, right? The clarity will be coming in. And what you're seeing is likely not the full story. So don't get too, you know, overwhelmed or caught up in it. And one thing I, you know, as an example, I would say, let's say that you get laid off and you immediately go to, well, it's because I'm not a good worker. I suck at this or whatever. When in reality, there's a lot more to the story likely. And so don't get caught up on the surface layer at this time. Keep coming back to your inner harmony and your inner peace, and you'll be able to cut through the BS. You'll be able to cut through the illusions and see it for what it is. See the situation for what it is, and then you'll know what you're working with. So I hope it's a beautiful full moon for you all. Take care, Fours. Bye for now.